The Money Show.
The Markets.
So we've seen lots of data come out about the January month it was in terms of markets, and it was the best market in 20 years in January for stock markets across the globe. US markets had a fabulous January. The JSE gave over 9%, the best in over 20 years for the month of January. Here's the interesting bit, though, that most of that return was courtesy of just two shares, Richemont and Naspers. They made up more than half of those returns that we saw in January. Chris Stewart from 91, we've got such a heavily concentrated stock market. It's wonderful and it's giving good returns, but my goodness me, it's heavily concentrated.
Yes, it is, Bruce. There are a number of, largely non-South African stocks listed on the South African Stock Exchange that dominate in terms of market capitalization. If you adjust for it in terms of some of the shareholder weighted index and the capped indices, then it tells a slightly different story. But those are stocks, as you mentioned, that performed extremely strongly, really on the back of something of a Chinese reopening story, energy prices globally moderating, concerns around the depth of a global recession starting to ease. And I guess the sense that we're closer to the top of the interest rate cycle than we perhaps thought we were. So all of that has driven stocks globally. And, the stocks that listed on the South African index that have very little to do with the South African economy have done very well and have pulled the market up. But that said, if you look at performance year to date across the board, there's a lot of stocks that are up between 5% and 20% so far this year. And it's not purely, the Richemonts and Naspers of this world. We've got a good scattering of local retail in there. We've got discretionary retail in there. We've got some of the food retailers. We've got some of the insurance companies, which are something of a play on equity markets as well in there. The asset managers have done pretty well. Even the banks are banging up against double-digit returns thus far this year. In a domestic economy that, if you look at it, is not without its fairly significant problems.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. Our market is a place sent to challenge us. We're waiting for the US Fed to pronounce on interest rates. Is that announcement coming through tonight? I'm under the impression it's tonight at around 8 o'clock, and markets are kind of betting it's going to be a 25 rather than a 50 basis point increase.
It is around tonight. I think it's 9 p.m., but I might have my time differences wrong by now. Anyway, it's this evening. The risk, I think, is that we get a more hawkish Fed than the market has started to anticipate. Very much 25 basis points and not more than that is priced in. I don't think you're going to see too much more revealed by the Fed than the number itself. I don't think they're going to go and say, right, this is 25 basis points, and guess what, guys, this is the last one in the cycle. And the so-called much look forward to Fed pivot is upon us. And, we're unequivocally not going to see any further rate hikes. I think the commentary will be it's getting better. Price pressures are easing, but it's all very much still data dependent from here. And, 25 now, and we'll see where we go. I suspect that might not be quite so positively received by the market, which has possibly got a little bit ahead of itself so far this year. Mm.
Bidcorp, my goodness me, what an astonishing trading update, revealing that their profits are about 45% up year on year. And so much of it makes sense, I suppose, with the sudden opening up of the restaurant markets around the world as we saw a tapering of fears around COVID. And they've done incredibly well, much better than anybody had anticipated.
Yeah, I think that's fair. We were certainly looking for good numbers out of Bidcorp, and having seen one of their global competitors, Cisco, reporting in the US yesterday, reporting reasonable numbers, we were cautiously optimistic that they'd come out with a good number. This one is better than anticipated. I think it does look as though Bidcorp, on top of being in a more supportive environment than they have been, have done a very good job themselves. Earnings now well ahead of the sort of pre-COVID 2019 levels. And if you annualize the sort of run rate that they've done in the first half, somewhere around R9.70 a share, I think if you annualize that, we're looking like there's some fairly significant upgrades to come in terms of market expectations for the year to 30 June 2023. And, you know, a 7% jump in the share price today reflecting exactly that.
Part of the reason, according to Karen Richards, who is on Twitter, and she's very, very active and very, very smart in her analysis, Bidcorp is succeeding globally where many others have failed. And it's about the self-discipline of not getting overly excited about acquisitions, not going and doing huge shape-shifting deals, doing tiny little bolt-on deals, little deals all the time, incremental improvements all the time. To her mind, that's one of the reasons why Bidcorp is perhaps more successful than many others.
Yeah, I think that I think if most corporates actually put that in their strategy book and followed it, you know, small bolt-on acquisitions, make sure it's something that adds value, make sure you don't overpay, rather than these massive transformational deals that suck up massive amounts of management time, involve significant restructures, and typically don't end up delivering the benefits that you thought they might, just due to the complexity of what it is that you're taking on. You know, that would be well-founded. Now, Bidvest, Bidcorp, and the broader group has a history of being somewhat disciplined in terms of its acquisitive activity, dating back to the days where, you know, Brian Joffe was still running the business, and, you know, had been typically quite disciplined in terms of what they pay. Brian was not somebody who was typically known for overpaying for anything.
Absolutely not. Very determined not to overpay for anything. Thank you, Chris Stewart at 91 this evening, our market commentator.